This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Talk Radio Review, a part of the Talk Radio Countdown Show and a part of our weekly podcast. Find it at talkradiocountdownshow.com. We are working with information that comes from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, where they have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and our cast of experts here. We have a very important announcement to make. Joe Crummy is still evil. That's the week's most important announcement. Evil thoughts are what Mr.
Fake
Crummy.
News.
Fake news.
We do them 7 days a week. Days a week.
Did you do something on Putin talking about fake news this week?
No, we didn't. We'll do it today. You never know.
We could do that. Right, exactly. All right, I'll give you
a
clue.
For the suggestion.
We work through this. All right, so Joe Crummy is here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Broadcaster extraordinaire Victoria Keelan is here. It seems rather in this juncture, you know, we are very interested in fairness. I wonder, and I guess I'm in charge, so I guess I should be asking myself, how come we have three males and only one female in this conversation?
Yeah.
What's the big idea?
Welcome to 2017.
Well, I can look. If you want,
2016
would
have been all three men and no women. Yes.
Look, I'll identify as female for the show if it makes me feel better.
No, it doesn't make me feel better at all because I've seen you. I don't want that.
Oh boy.
I don't want that image.
Just trying to help
mind.
Out. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe we'll have to get Jennifer Horn to stick around a little bit more, or find somebody. Maybe somewhere out there, there's a Jolene Crummy. And she also has evil thoughts. We can put her to the test.
Great to be with you.
All right. Let's get to the lists here. Stories that this week have made the charts. Our conversation focusing on probably three or four of these. We'll get into. I mean, some of this stuff is just so much hot air, in my humble opinion, which isn't so humble usually. Sports action at number 10. The most talk about sports in the sports community is the, and I'm not sure it's a retirement, Mike Francesa has been probably considered the number one sports radio talk host in the country. Been on WFAN in New York, Victoria, for 30 years.
Hasn't he been retiring for the last 10 of those 30?
Well, I think he was playing with his bosses a little bit to see how much more he could get out of them. He's making $3.5 million a year now. And so whether he was going to get more out of them or not, I guess, remains to be seen. $3.5 million is not bad for local radio, even in New York these days, because the people that own most of these big stations are pretty cheap. There aren't many people making that kind of dough anymore. It used to be that that kind of money was common, mostly for morning hosts, that sort of thing. But in this circumstance, it's it is what it is. So that's a lot of discussion.
Is he, what's the story? Is he officially
Mike Francesa leaves as of this week. And a lot of people thought he was going to stay because there's a big shakeup on the station.
Right.
In the day part, somebody was, what was the guy's name that was on in the morning that was
Boomer and Carton, right?
Carton got canned for doing something inappropriate. I don't remember what it was, but I don't think it was sexual in nature.
Every day there's a new...
some kind of a scheme.
You wait for the radio trades to come out, and every day it seems like there's somebody. I mean, who was it yesterday? It was
a guy who harassed somebody up in Wisconsin, I think, wasn't that?
And didn't even... No, it was the Urban Host, and he didn't even realize, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Tavis Smiley.
Tavis Smiley!
Yeah,
you
right.
know what? Can I say something really controversial?
Yes, Joe, please.
I worked with him at KABC, and I can tell you it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Really? You like him, huh?
Oh, yeah. People ask, what was it? I'm not saying, but I'm just telling you, goodness.
He's been very arrogant, but I'll tell you something.
He used to come on this show.
Remember, he always gave me credit
for
getting
nice
him
guy.
Started. Yeah, he was always...
Is that right? Well, you know, it all depends upon
how you're the problem.
You're the reason.
I'm the bad guy.
Maybe it is. I'm the guy.
These poor women wouldn't have been abused if it weren't for you.
It had been for me.
It was me. He couldn't get over it, I guess.
Number nine on the countdown this week is a focus on is it Omarosa or Omarosa?
Omarosa.
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 All right. So what's your take,
Victoria? She has like 17 new last names since she was on The Apprentice.
Really?
Right.
Nobody liked her on The Apprentice. How did she get this job?
She's blunt, she's honest, and he trusted her.
So what happened? How come she's out the door?
I don't know how honest she is.
She's a pain in the butt.
She's caught a lot of lies, but
I think Kelly doesn't like her.
She was the villain on The Apprentice, and she was the only African-American woman, really, to ever go anywhere. Besides Omarosa, Bill Rancic is the only other name from The Apprentice that anyone knows, because he was the first one, and he won, and then he married Juliana Rancic. So Omarosa just sort of became that type of reality TV show villain, and for whatever reason, I suspected from the very beginning that he needed some sort of color in the White House, and so she was the only African-American or minority and woman at the same time, so she checked a lot of boxes,
but then
no one knew what she did for the whole last year.
She was working for him before he ever ran for president. He had put her in his companies. So obviously there was a connection of some sort. So it's not just like he walked,
She was working for OK Magazine. I don't really know what she was doing for the Trump Organization.
Well, what she was doing was running the White House Office of Public Liaison.
No, he's talking about before.
Yeah.
But even at the
White House, the staffers have there's so many reports now that no one ever knew what she even did.
Racist.
So it wasn't surprised.
You're racist. I think she sent the thank you notes out. I think that's what that was.
I think
trying to discredit an African American.
I'm going to bet there's been plenty of racists.
Yes, because that's what the one liberal in this show is all about.
Right, you're the Omarosa of this show.
Right.
Would you want us to call you Omarosa for today? It'd be great.
Sure.
But it's so funny. I mean, if we were to take a shot at somebody on the left, you're a racist. But no, Omarosa, she's the devil by everybody on the left, and it's just fine.
Well, even Robin Roberts said, bye, Felicia, which started trending immediately. She said, Omarosa's got some BS story that she claims she's going to tell, and she's obviously looking to shop it around to sell it.
As a sellout to Trump.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Totally, yeah.
Well, is that what it's going to be? Is that her telling the dirty little secrets that don't really exist?
She's got it. I think she said, I think that's exactly right. She wants to promote whatever she wants to sell.
Right.
She wants to sell a book. She'll say she's got something, and it'll end up being a little bit like, who came out with the book? Donna Brazile, where they say they've got all this stuff, and then when push comes to shove, she'll start getting all squirrely about it.
And he's another super
100%. Yes, yeah. Guaranteed she's got an NDA signed with Trump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed.
And he tweeted, when she left, he tweeted, you did a great job. We wish you the best. So I don't know what to read into that, but he wasn't exactly.
It's time for a change. And I've said many, many times in very many venues that because Trump's style is what it is, he has no patience. Well, we can see that. And that's mostly because he's a Gemini. No, he's easily bored with people and with things. And he has no patience whatsoever for people who don't perform up to his standards, whatever they may be. I said the first day that guys
that
like
makes
Tillerson,
you a Gemini too, right?
Say what?
That makes you a Gemini too, right?
No, but I've been around some Geminis, Richie. Yeah. Maybe it's rubbed off on me. The fact that some of these people have lasted, you saw, in the beginning, there were three or four people that got ousted pretty quickly, and then the first three or four months, there were some more. And I said, in a year from now, you won't recognize the cabinet that got sworn in at the beginning of his term. And I think with the movement on Tillerson, you're going to see a sea change of other people hitting the road as of the first of the year. So we'll see if that shakes out. My predictions come true, 16 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A reminder for those of you who are looking for good last-minute big gift ideas. This is the big gift idea from Doug Steffen. My Pillow, big pillows, puffy pillows, really perfect premium pillows. So it's a My Pillow perfect puffy premium pillow. How do you like that for an alliteration? You can find them now online at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, because with that, you will get one of their puffy premium pillows at the regular price and another one free. How do you like that, boys and girls? A free premium MyPillow. Use the promo code DJV. MyPillow.com. All kinds of other great things that are in there. The pillows are the standard, made in the United States. Got 1,500 people that work for him in Minnesota. He's an exceptional character. He's got an exceptional product. And you can make it yours by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and save 50%. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, six sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574. Welcome back to one of our favorite sponsors, MyPillow. Do you struggle to get a good night's sleep? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, MyPillow will bring all that to an end. The patented adjustable fill inside each and every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long, giving your head and neck support like no other pillow. You'll fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, wake refreshed like never before. Here's the new 50% off on a four-pillow pack. That's correct. You just heard me right. All four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off with the four-pack. Be sure to use promo code DJV when you call 800-716-5989. That's 800-716-5989, or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV for the 50% off four-pillow pack. Plus, you get free shipping. The Top Radio Countdown. 19 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Joe and Victoria and Rich and Doug. All right, so we're taking care of Amorosa. I don't know what there is to say, Victoria, about the pipe bomb attack and attacker in New York. He lost his hoo-hoo, and that was pretty much...
Is that true, or was that just a rumor?
I don't know.
Listen, I didn't hear about that. That's awesome. Is that what happened to him? Well, I think I know what you're
talking
about.
I think that's just a rumor.
Really?
I should
put him in the jail cell with the underwear bomber from that plane that just blew his butt up.
Yeah.
Let those two guys live out the rest of their lives in prison.
He lost his thing.
I think that's fake news.
Oh, come on.
I think it is too.
That's fake
news. I think Doug loves the idea.
Yeah, but if you're going to start a rumor, that's a great one to do.
What better thing to have happen to the jerk than he loses his who? Right? Come on. You deserve nothing but something like that. It's payback, and that's pre-karma.
When they find him guilty, they can give him back his unused pipe bombs and let him try again.
They can give him back his unused pipe.
He lost his own pipe bomb.
His own pipe. Yes, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, the story behind the story of the New York City pipe bomb. Well, you can sort of chuckle about it now, but they're lucky as hell that he didn't know what he was doing, because there could have been a real mess.
And that's the problem with a lot of these morons, is they don't know how to detonate, carry these things, move them.
Losers.
You want to send him to school for that, Rich, or should we leave it the way it is?
They got to school. Unfortunately, didn't.
All right. 21 after the hour, you're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review here. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Keep working along here, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Joe Crummy, who is responsible for a podcast called Evil Thoughts. Every day he comes up with stuff.
Thank you.
Well, you're saying before I give you a review of that stuff.
I'll take any mentions at all. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, so let's keep going here. Number 7 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com is a focus on North Korea. The focus this week, not necessarily just on the nukes, but the information that came out from the world, whatever that group is that goes around and assesses different countries, what do they call it? It's from the United Nations. They assess leaders and countries and what's going on. And in this circumstance, they find that Mr. Kim Jong-un is as bad, if not worse, than Hitler with the way that he is disposing of people that he doesn't like. 80,000 people have been killed in North Korea this year. As a matter of fact, the latest this week was his closest associate in the army, some General Bung Bong Long got bombed off by...
When you poison your brother in an airport, pretty much anybody's up for grabs.
Hey, it's your half-brother. It's only half of that.
Well, when you shoot your uncle with a rocket launcher.
Right, exactly.
That's another one.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
fed to a pack of wild, hungry dogs, so that was another one.
Nice. Yeah. And wives, right?
But he was recycling there, all right? Now, come on. Give the guy a fair shot.
All right, so he's...
Why don't you go and investigate for us,
yeah,
Joe?
You can investigate. He's been scrutinized by the Hague. What I don't understand is that during all this talk, why did they bring him up, bring him to the Hague like they did? Did we figure out what that guy's name was, Victoria, this week, that came from Bosnia? Mutulov, Gabunglov, whatever his name was, the Bosnian Macedonian bastard that killed all those people.
Let's just go with Bosnian bastard. I like that.
Okay.
You don't want to...
What?
Because the UN, and Trump is right, is all talk.
That may be. But at least this sort of thing is being brought into the scrutiny circle, and people now are understanding what it's really like there, and I would think that there'd be a large... they have no outside... The problem being in North Korea is that you have no connection to the outside world at all. There's no internet, no television, no nothing.
You don't know
what's going on. So they don't know what's going on. Yeah, right. So anyway.
I think you're right.
I think
Trump ought to do when he has these big speeches. I think Trump ought to be waving around a bunch of Trump steaks and stuff and go, hey, see these puppies? You could have them. All you got to do is get rid of this guy. He ought to be pulling out all kinds of stuff. Don't you remember when Nixon and Khrushchev, I don't remember, but I mean, back in the day when they were arguing about whose country was better, there was a famous thing.
Was it Nixon or somebody, and he said,
check out these washing machines, you guys, you know, check this out. And he was showing, why we're better
Gorbachev.
Than you, right?
Gorbachev.
Was it? Okay.
Gorbachev, yeah. Check out our washing machines.
Yeah, we got better stuff than you. Yeah, so yeah, check right. out these puppies. Check
you
out
know,
these Trump sticks.
With propaganda, how easily it would be to spread propaganda to North Korea. I'm surprised that we just don't drop radio
leaflets and stuff.
Leaflets. Low tech stuff.
You don't
stuff.
Even need leaflets. I mean, you can
drop iPhones. Yeah, drop a bunch of
drop
iPhones.
Drop iPhones. And you can drop repeaters. I mean, you could, out of planes.
Remember, Richie, there was a repeater right there for the Voice of America, and they have jammed it. I think the Russians are jamming it now, too.
That's possible.
In retaliation for us going after their RT, TV, and radio stuff.
That's possible.
They're jamming that all up. Meanwhile, speaking of what's being jammed up, in our focus as we continue here in the Talk Radio Review will be the vote on net neutrality, which is a real screw job. I've heard a screw job. This is a screw job. That's up next here in review on the Talk Radio Review at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by Nutrition PhD.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Consulting with the folks at Talkers Magazine, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, going through the charts for this week, the week ending December the 15th. We're working our way up through the top 10 items. Sometimes I decide we will take an approach to this that brings us around to focusing on the people that are part of the stories. But this week, there are four or five stories that really require some sort of scrutiny. You'll find certain bias scrutiny at Evil Thoughts, Joe Crummy's podcast.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You also will find Victoria Keelan with Chuck Curry on a podcast that's not evil at all. Has nothing to do with the issues. It has to do with movies. Actually, we ought to spend a minute or two on the Star Wars phenomenon, which begins this weekend and probably lasts well beyond even the new year. I think the rumor was it was supposed to be the highest opening. It won't be known until early in the week whether it actually is. But somebody, didn't I hear $300 million was what they predicted?
Likely
would be taken
something
in
like that, yeah.
By this movie.
Yeah.
So will you? I've tried to get tickets, can't get a seat. What about you, Richie?
Waiting. We have some visitors coming from out of the country. So after Christmas, we're going to go to the $5 middle of the week movie to see it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried to get Brendan to wait because he loves Star Wars. And we're going to spend Christmas Day together, my son Brendan. And we're going to the movies, but he says, I can't wait until then.
He'll go see it again.
Yeah,
you know that.
Let's probably work that out. All right. So let's get to this discussion.
It's supposed to be long. Half hour longer than the original movie.
Yeah. Net neutrality. Something that will require, well, in fact,
means you won't be able to watch Star Wars on your computer
anymore. If you listen to Netflix, you'll never find, if you live in rural America, you're not going to ever see Star Wars or anything else thanks to these boobs at the FCC, and they are boobs. This is one, if for someone who is, we're all, well, the three men. And that's what makes this uneven. We got to do something with this, Victoria. So Victoria is the only
one. I'm woman enough. It's a fine.
She's woman enough.
That's right.
Right. Okay. But you're the only one who's left of center. The others, we should have half and half in order to be fair. I tend to I'm pretty objective, and I don't like, Richie will be happy to tell you, I don't like anybody who's in politics, and that's kind of true. But then
You're anti-authority.
I can't stand authority, especially when it's abused. And these people have abused the connection they have.
Here's the dilemma,
to these
though,
big spenders. Yeah.
Can I say something evil about net neutrality?
Wait a minute. Let Richie do his, then you can have your
time. Yes, sir.
While we want equality on the Internet so that anybody has the same availability, no matter who, where they live, no matter who they are, no matter what company you own, you have the same Internet speeds as the big boys, that requires government intervention and oversight. So the rub for conservatives is basically the government is saying, we're getting out of monitoring and policing the Internet and letting business take over, and just whoever the big boys are, they're going to be able to do it. And if you're conservative, you're going, good, government's getting out of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
than that. I'm really conservative because I want to save things, and I don't think this saves anybody from anything. The farmers in this country, the rural audience is screwed 35 ways from Sunday with this ruling.
Well, beyond that, the reason that Netflix and Google and Facebook and Twitter and Reddit and the list of companies goes on and on and on who are against this repeal, you in 2015, if you think about the ways that we consume media and entertainment that are different now, in 2015, binge watching was just beginning. And now, once they reverse this and you have to pay for different speeds, Netflix is freaking out because the average person who doesn't really understand net neutrality is going to be watching Stranger Things or The Crown or whatever, and the whole thing is just going to be buffering. And then... Right. Then eventually that's going to lead to people canceling Netflix.
Yep.
And Netflix is freaking out about that. Google is now going to have to compete with Verizon that owns Yahoo. And so when you go to search something from Google, Yahoo is going to, their search results are going to be on top, and that's legal for them to do now. And so you are going to have to really look for your Google search results. So Google's very upset about it. It's just, this is going to be the 2018, this is going to be the biggest issue of the year, and people who don't even understand it right now when it starts to affect them and their speed for shopping on Amazon, for streaming everything, all going to be affected.
Part of it, Victoria, because the people on the
people
top
don't think, really understand.
I don't think Trump understands net neutrality at all.
No,
if you ask.
But you know what?
When he doesn't need to.
He doesn't care. He doesn't need to.
Yeah, I suppose that's a way of looking at it. All right, Joe, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, you know, I think all of that is great. I think you guys have great points. But let me say this. Have you ever been on an airplane?
Let me tell you the real issue here.
You guys may be right. Let me ask you this. What's the other side of the argument? I always want to ask people, can you articulate that? Let me try. I don't know. You've been on an airplane. Everybody's been on an airplane. Ever sit next to a really fat guy who's spilling into your seat, or a fat woman? I'm trying to be
sure. We all have
here, right? Right. You know what that is?
That's net neutrality.
No, listen to me. That's seat neutrality. You understand that? That's what that is. That's seat neutrality. How do you like it? How's it working out for you?
What? That makes no sense, Joe. Honestly,
I want you to think about it during the week, all right?
That makes zero sense.
Think about it.
Because you know what? Then in that analogy, the fat person is Verizon, Comcast, and AT&T, and they all will get fatter. So that's pretty much what's going to happen.
Yeah, but I mean, you're missing my point if that's what you say. I mean, I'm just trying to say that there's something to the other side.
Ajit Pai is probably still has stock in Verizon. He worked for them, and no one has really looked into that. Most likely, he still has stock, and Verizon is going to go through the roof. So will Comcast. So will AT&T.
By the way, you're the only ones who benefit from this. I don't see anybody else benefiting.
No one does.
Other big companies are getting it in the ear.
Look, the bottom line is the internet is a utility. Like it or not, that's reality now. And this is basically saying that it's not a utility. So let's take away government oversight over our water. Let's take away power. Let's take away any other utility and let's trust the good people at Verizon who can't even answer the phone when Doug can't get his internet working.
Yeah.
But let's trust them to do the right thing by the consumer.
Isn't it funny how we all want the government to make sure that the internet is fair now?
Well, we like that our utilities, that we can trust our drinking water, too. It's the same thing.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It goes back to this feeling, this hands-off. See, this is where I run into a problem with my own philosophy, because I can't stand the government because they screw up pretty much everything they touch. And so under the circle, I was talking this morning about these boobs at the IRS are hiring back. Did you know this? The IRS has started to hire back old employees, investigators, who were fired because, A, they didn't pay their taxes themselves, or they were convicted of some kind of corruption. But because the IRS can't have access to any old records from anybody who was fired because they basically were, what do they call it when they put them away? They were sealed. So they can't find out the person was hired until after they've hired him. I mean, they can't find out the person was fired till after they've rehired him. And then
genius.
When they get into the system, they say, oh, wait a minute, this guy's already worked here. What? He didn't pay his taxes for 4 years and we just hired him as an inspector? That's what's going on.
It's crazy.
It brings about, you like to have faith in the, goodness of humanity. Well,
I have people knocking. Just 2 weeks ago, I had a somebody come in and interview me about a person trying to get a clearance for a government job. Yeah, man, let me tell you something. They're looking through their dirty laundry like nobody's business.
I'm just passing along the facts, you know me.
Nothing was.
Say hi to Cindy in Eastern Kentucky Broadcasting.
Hi, Cindy.
Carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 44 past the hour. Let's talk about your health for a moment, please. We'll get away from the issues. We'll talk about your health. You need omega-3s, right? Everybody knows that. What form of omega-3s do you take? Do you take the fish? Do you eat a lot of fish? Do you eat a lot of salmon? And then there's this new oil that people are hearing about called krill, K-R-I-L-L, krill oil. Nutritionists debating which is better, which do you need more. Well, now there's a solution to that problem that satisfies everybody because you're going to get both fish oil and krill omega 50 plus. Purity products are on the ball, and they're on the job, and they're on the case, and they put these two things. Listen. The fish oil is great for your heart and your brain, your cardiovascular system. And then krill oil has been discovered to be one of the most fabulous things for your joints, to keep them lubricated. This is very powerful stuff. So now I've given you the 60-second routine on krill omega 50. Here's the, this is the, what do they call it, a pace de resistance. This is the killer. 800-355-1493. Call that number for a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. How about them apples? 800-355-1493. Don't have to worry about the debate anymore because this product has both Omega and Krill Oil in it. All you do is pay for a little shipping and that's it. Get the free bottle now of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 at 800-355-1493. The official countdown here, as we go through all the things in the Talk Radio Countdown Show that are of interest in import, there's a people list, top 10 people. Well, actually, there are some ties in here, so there are a lot of people. I'm just going to name the people that seem to have been a large part of discussions on News Talk Radio programs and stations this week. Omarosa is in there along with John McCain, Kim Jong-un, Rex Tillerson, Ajit Pai, Vladimir Putin, Robert Mueller, Michael Flynn, Russell Simmons, Morgan Spurlock, Heath Evans, Larry King, Ike Taylor, Blake Farenthold, Stephen K. Bannon, Doug Jones, Roy Moore, and Donald Trump. Those are the people on the people list this week, so it isn't, we've kind of... As things become a little more tied up and twisted, we got to expand the list, even though we don't want to go beyond the top 10 concepts. So there are the people on the list from Talkers Magazine this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
For all of your holiday shipping needs, Staples is your one-stop shop. You'll find a wide assortment of supplies for shipping large and small packages alike, including boxes, padded envelopes, packaging peanuts, bubble roll, and tape. In addition, you can drop off packages in stores 7 days a week. You can also save money during the holidays and make sure your packages get to loved ones on time by shipping standard UPS at Staples by Thursday, December 14th. And if you're shipping out your own packages, you can save time and create a shipping label by texting LABEL to 555-444. You'll get 10% off UPS services now through Saturday, December 30th. And the label will be ready and waiting for you at your local store. Staples helps you tackle your must-do tasks so that you can enjoy more quality time this season. Learn more at staples.com. I'm Bob Devo for the Consumer Radio Network.
All right, time for us to overview the charts for this week, the week of December 11th to the 15th. Big time stories, usual at number 10, discussion about what's going on in the world of sports. Number 9... The exit of Omarosa from the White House. A pipe bomb in New York is number 8. North Korea, again, blah, blah, at number 7. Net neutrality, which is number 6. I'm not sure I wouldn't, if I were putting this list together, have moved that up a little higher. The California wildfires, which still are burning. That's number 5. Trump, the Russians, what's going on in Jerusalem, number 4. The tax reform plan is number 3. All the sexual misconduct allegations that are aimed at everybody. There's so many people this week who are affected by this. Dustin Hoffman is probably the highest visibility person in this week anyway. And the loss of Mr. Moore in the Senate bid. That's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Review. All right, a couple more minutes here in this portion of the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Rich and Joe and Doug. So let's spend it talking about the sexual misconduct allegations. More every day, different parts of life are affected by this, different groups of people affected by this. The loss in the Senate race, to Mr. Moore losing, it seems to me can be directly related to sexual misconduct, whether it was real or alleged. I think that what the polling suggested, black women went out in droves to vote for the Democrat. Am I right on that?
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So, and I think Moore deserved to lose. I thought he was a boob. I like the other guy that didn't seem to get enough starch, but that's because I'm more of a moderate. Lester Strange, I think was his name. I think he would have been. Moore is just too reflective of a time gone by. For me.
Yeah, anyway. Because he wants to eliminate, what is it, every amendment passed the 10th or something?
Yeah, right. All right, so Joe probably wants to stick up for him. Go ahead, Joe.
Not really. No, I didn't think he was a very good candidate. He did get 660,000 votes. What I think is funny is the media is all excited about Alabama like he'd done good. You just wait a couple of weeks, they'll get right back to hating you again. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, that's what I think.
All right, so, and then who thinks this is going to change the balance of power in the Senate?
The guy was a moron. People didn't want him. It doesn't change anything. It's not the blue wave coming.
That's the
put up a horrible
Which
candidate.
Guy was a moron? You're talking about Moore?
Yeah,
you
put up a horrible
candidate, Richie.
And that's what's going to happen.
What? So, who replaces, what's his face? The lieutenant governor in Minnesota replaces Al Franken, right?
Mm-hmm.
For now, yeah.
Yeah, for the next year.
For the rest, till the.
And then Mike Lindell,
November.
The pillow guy, is going to be the next senator from Minnesota.
So instead of a chicken in every pot, it'll be a pillow.
A pillow in every house.
A perfect
pillow in every pot, as far as that's
premium
concerned.
Premium, perfect pillow.
Thank you, Joe Crummy. Thank you, Rich McFadden. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. 50 minutes after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to count down from number 5 to number 1. The hot hits in terms of information that we have gleaned this week regarding technology. So we'll start at 5, go to number 1. I'm sort of... Let me move around here a little bit with you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan has the details. First of all, we'll start with Instagram. And I love this. When I first saw the, I saw FOMO. That's when I said, okay, the Ford Motor Company is called, it is. Did you know that? It's called FOMO.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, FOMO is Ford Motor Company. As a matter of fact, it has gone into FOMO Co. It was originally FOMO, Ford Motors, and then it became, because it sounded better, I'm sure, from their perspective, FOMO Co. So it's now Ford Motor Company, FOMO Co. All right, that's enough of that. Go ahead.
Well, the FOMO that we're talking about is an acronym for fear of missing out. And so apparently, according to new studies, Instagram stories, which are the somewhat live, well, they can be live or they can be recorded video aspects of Instagram as opposed to just the photos that people post. They are giving people a serious case of FOMO, fear of missing out. And according to new studies, it's making people really depressed as well. Studies have typically shown that human beings, wherever we are, tend to rate ourselves as smarter, happier, healthier, more moral, and as safer drivers than other people. But with FOMO happening, when it comes to our social lives, we're actually now, there's a shift culturally where we think everyone else's social life is so much better than our own that it actually is causing depression rates. Mm-hmm. And so now it's negatively impacting our lives, and especially with the holidays coming up too, people have a better tree than someone else, or better Christmas parties, and better clothes,
sweaters.
And all that. Better ugly sweaters.
Yes.
All of that. So essentially, the fix for this is to... several things. Unfollow anyone who doesn't actually make you happy. So if you're following someone that kind of makes you depressed all the time because their life is so much better than yours, or it seems that way, unfollow them. And limit your time. Don't obsess over Instagram, social media, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. Just get out into the real world. That's our message.
Well, thank you, Madam Secretary. It's very nice. Number 4, text messaging. Yuck.
Yep. This week, text messaging turned 25 years old. And, of course, texting has become so ubiquitous now, it's almost impossible for us to even imagine dialing a phone. Because we just text everyone. But until December 3rd of 1992, people did dial phones. And sometimes even with those circular things. What was that called?
Rotary,
you know, like
dial.
Rotary phones, right. So in 1992, the first text message was sent from a British engineer named Neil Papworth. He texted his Vodafone colleague, Richard Jarvis, with a very simple message that read, Merry Christmas.
Really?
And our lives were changed from that one text.
Okay, there you go.
What was that?
I was just trying to find, I had a sound effect for a rotary phone. I pushed the wrong button. It's one of those things. Number Merry Christmas. Number three, Siri has the holiday feeling.
Well, Siri will certainly have the holiday feeling by next holiday season. Yeah. Apple has confirmed that they have bought Shazam for around $400 million, is the rumored price. And Shazam, of course, there you go, Shazam is the music app that when you hold up your phone to, if you walk into a bar or a restaurant or the mall or an elevator and you hear a song and you say, hey, I wonder what that song is. Then you can say, Shazam, what song is that? And it'll tell you. Now Siri will have all of that data. So that's it's good for Siri.
I better calm down here so we can get all these stories. And number two this week, as we're counting the number one, big technology stories.
Yep, virtual reality. Those headsets that you see on TV all the time, they're becoming more and more popular. A million of them have shipped already. And it turns out if you spend too much time using those headsets, that they can have severe impacts on your eyesight, especially for kids. So limit your time.
Limit. All right, number one, the FCC, those bastards, what did they do this week?
Oh, well, this is the biggest story globally, not just in the tech world. FCC rolled back net neutrality. A lot of companies are very upset about it. Netflix, Google, Twitter, Reddit, Facebook have all come out blasting this decision, saying that this will now turn the Internet into a place for the elites only. Not good.
I'm not sure that that's really true, but it's unfair not to have some people have better service than others, I think,
and,
under
and,
the
well,
circumstances.
You pay for it. Yeah, you pay more, you'll get more.
And I normally, I normally would go along with that. But here, especially because of my interest in farming and rural America, I think they're going to come out on the short end of that stick. Thank you, Victoria.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat.
Thepowermall.com.